Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And to be honest with you, it's not just me. There's a bunch of people that are helping you understand what financial freedom looks like. That bunch of people is called a company called Lifestyles Unlimited. That is a company that I joined, not just as an employee, but as a member. Yeah. See, Lifestyles Unlimited is a real estate investor education and mentoring company. That's all they do, and they do it extremely well. We've been around for well over 31 years. We started in Houston, and now we're nationwide. And what we're doing is we're helping people like you change their lives by converting what you're doing now for earning income away from trading time for money. Because that's essentially what all of us were taught to do. And teaching you how to build passive streams of income. And as you continue to build those passive streams of income, you're going to hit a certain point in your life where you're going to do some analysis. And you're going to take a look at the amount of passive income coming into your household. And you're going to compare that to the amount of money that's going out every month. That's the money that you're using to support your household. And when you get to that point where you realize that the passive income number is higher than the number going out, you have an epiphany. The epiphany is called retirement. Yeah. Now, you don't have to run to your employer and say, hey, I'm retired now, I'm going to quit. No, you don't have to do that. Here's why. The thing that you actually achieved besides retirement is something called control. Control over your destiny, control over your actual life. Because now you're in a driver's seat. Yeah, you're in the driver's seat. No longer do you have to deal with whatever you deal with at the job. Now, maybe you love where you work. Maybe you love what you do. I mean, there are people out there that absolutely have jobs where they do exceptional work and they love what they're doing. There's nothing wrong with that. If you love that and you want to keep doing that, go for it. No, nobody at Lifestyles Unlimited is going to tell you have to quit your job. No, because it's your lifestyle. That's why we have lifestyle in our name. It's really all about building a lifestyle for you that's different than the lifestyle you currently have. Yeah. But, you know, I have to admit, if Del Walmsley, our founder and CEO, had decided to call this company Retirement International, it would sound like, well, you've already conjured up an image in your mind, right? And that's not the image that we want people to conjure up, which is why I threw the word lifestyles in there, because the intent is to teach you that you can actually have the lifestyle that you desire and that your goals and objectives for that lifestyle are ultimately unlimited. Yeah, that's really the root cause of how the name came about, because that's what we do. We help you along the way. Yeah, Lifestyles Unlimited is not one of these organizations that you will go to and you'll become a member. And then after you write the check to become a member, you kind of go, all right, where's the substance? No, that's not how Lifestyles Unlimited is organized. Lifestyles Unlimited is organized as an educational company. It teaches you something that you don't know. And one of the things that Del Walmsley figured out 31 years ago is that most people don't have a clue how to retire themselves. And he also knew that retirement, that actual act of retirement, has to have a physical component to it, as well as a financial component to it. Yeah. So the key thing is this, and I'm an example of a guy that had a physical component without the financial retirement piece. Yeah, without the financial component, because I had retired from the military after 27 years and found that I didn't have enough income coming into my household, even though I had earned a pension, not enough money was coming in. So my lifestyle wasn't where it was supposed to be. But when I found Lifestyles Unlimited a couple of years later, and I listened to the messaging that they were communicating to me, because I listened to this radio show, I figured out pretty quick that these guys were onto something a little bit different. Now, I was guarded. I will tell you flat out, I was guarded, because I have seen organizations, and I have joined other organizations that told me they were going to teach me how to invest in real estate. And I spent money in those organizations, and I went through their educational process, and I didn't get the results I was looking for. So when I came to Lifestyles Unlimited, the first thing I thought was, okay, I'm going to be very cautious here. I'm going to listen to what these guys have to say, and then I'm going to sleep on it. I am not going to make a decision. I'm going to sleep on it for 24 hours. And ironically, I didn't do that. No, I didn't do the 24-hour sleep on it. Because when I went to a Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop and I listened to educational information that was being presented to me, I realized that, okay, this is a completely different approach than anybody ever has bothered to share with me. And that's the neat thing about Lifestyles Unlimited. It's all about you. It's really all about you. Now, there aren't a bunch of people that are going to, like, you know, cater to your needs. That's not how we roll. What we will do is we will cater to your educational needs, and we will cater to your mentoring needs if you decide that you want dedicated mentoring. It's all part of the services that are available to our members, and all of the services are customizable. You acquire what you think you need. You don't just go out and buy everything. Does that make sense? Okay, I don't want this to be a Lifestyles Unlimited commercial. Really, what I wanted to get into was there's a lack of news out there. Have you noticed that? There's a lack of news. What kind? Financial. Stick around. I'll get into it.
Del Wamsley's Real Estate Investing Worst Case Scenario.
Let's say the Democrats took away all tax deductions away from real estate like Ronald Reagan did in 1986. And in 1986, we had stock market crash, a real estate value crash. The world came to an end for 3 months. Why? Because he took the value away from owning real estate for people who used it as a tax break. People like myself who got started in 87 go, you know, you can really buy this stuff cheap right now. In fact, I can buy it so cheap, I can rent it and make a 20% return. Cap rates were 20%. I buy a building and I made 20% of my money without leverage. If I put leverage on it, I made 30 or 40% return. Ungodly returns. Right now, you can earn less than 1% on a savings account. So do you think I hope that happens again? Yes, I do. In 2008, when the world crashed and cratered, I bought real estate 50 cents on the dollar. I said, well, what happened to the stuff you already owned? I kept it. It stayed full. We rented it. We made money.
Don't let the fear of losing money hold you back from making money. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so let me hit you up with some of the headlines that have been coming into my news feeds. Now, I will be honest with you. I take a little time and effort to look through all of my news feeds, and I get rid of the stuff that I'm not interested in, and I keep the information that I am interested in coming into my feed box or whatever this thing is that I'm looking at. So what I tend to get are stories that are financial in nature. Now, I get other stuff in here, too, because I'm kind of interested in, like, outer space stuff, because I think space is cool. So, you know, a story about a SpaceX rocket, you know, not launching because a Royal Caribbean cruise boat was cruising by and kind of messed everything up. That's kind of interesting to me, but that's the minority of the stories that I look at. So let me just tell you the types of stories I had been receiving. The types of stories I had been receiving had to do with 2022 financial predictions for the stock market, 2022 financial predictions for the real estate market, 2022 financial predictions for interest rates. I mean, all of this stuff, I mean, it was coming loud and proud into my inbox. There was no shortage of opinions that were being articulated in the written form coming to me. And I read them all, and some of them I even shared with you. But ironically, as I look at the news feeds now, here's the stories I'm getting. This one from MarketWatch. Brad Pitt wanted to help New Orleans recover from Hurricane Katrina, but those affordable homes turned into a disaster. Okay. Obviously, Brad Pitt wanted to do something, okay? He wanted to help people in New Orleans recover from Hurricane Katrina. Okay, if you remember right, Katrina was a long time ago. It was a long time ago. And here's the byline of this article. It says, only 6 of the 109 homes remain in reasonably good shape. What? So what this article is articulating is that in 2005, Hurricane Katrina made landfall. You guys remember it very well, especially if you're in the eastern seaboard of Texas. You totally remember Katrina. You absolutely knew Katrina if you were on the southern seaboard of any of the states between Texas and Florida. Yeah. I mean, because Katrina ripped through there and created a massive, massive problem. Brad Pitt funded some kind of nonprofit, and they went down to New Orleans and they fixed up 109 houses. And of the 109 houses, only 6 of them remain in good condition. Okay, I'm going to stop right there before I go to the next article, because here's what I want you to understand. This is an article that is focused. Now, if you've read the article on this article out there, by the way, it's coming from us to us from MarketWatch. What you're going to find is that I think Brad Pitt did a great thing. I really did. I think he generously put together funds and resources and people and sent them to New Orleans to fix up some houses, and they fixed up 109 of them, and 103 are in disrepair. Okay, let's do the math. That was 17 years ago. 17 years ago. What the article seems to indicate is that maybe this nonprofit organization did a poor job of taking care of people. But what it really doesn't get into is it really doesn't talk about the fact that there are ongoing maintenance requirements in physical structures. Yeah, there are ongoing maintenance requirements in physical structures. If I had any building that I owned for 17 years and I didn't maintain that building, I could expect it to fall into some state of disrepair. And I think that's what's actually happened here. They went in and they repaired houses for people that really needed those houses to be repaired. And those people continued to live in those houses. But it's very possible those people didn't have the financial wherewithal to take care of the ongoing maintenance requirements. Now, we don't know exactly what Brad Pitt's team did down there. All I can assume is that they went down there and they did something similar to what a Lifestyles Unlimited member would do. You go in, you take a look at the asset, you figure out what's wrong with the asset, you come up with a cost estimate to repair that asset, and in our line of work, we look at what could go wrong in the next 5 to 7 years. If it's problematic, we're going to fix it. Oh, by the way, if it costs too much to fix everything that's problematic, we walk. We're out of there. Because
We're in this business to make a profit. Now, let me go back to Brad Pitt. He's not in the business to make a profit. He was in the business to help other people. He really was. And they repaired 109 homes. But I will tell you this. Any home that goes for 17 years without some type of periodic maintenance, and some of those maintenance costs are expensive. Roof replacement is expensive. That's one of the reasons that they're done periodically. And that's also one of the reasons that those types of repairs tend to happen when an investor comes onto the property. Because an investor is going to treat that property a little bit different than maybe somebody who's living in that property who had it taken care of for them. And I'm not picking on those people. I'm absolutely ecstatic that somebody was willing to go help them 17 years ago. But you can't expect the same people that went in 17 years ago to come back and fix your house back up. Yeah. So anyway, I don't want to get too deep into the Brad Pitt thing, but that's my point. That article, that particular article right there, would have never made the day of light 3 weeks ago. It would have never showed up in my newsfeed because the relative importance to financial matters, it's not there. Now, here's another one that did come in from NBC News that actually is talking about something beneficial, something that maybe we could machinate on as real estate investors. They are talking about interest rates. Okay, interest rates affect us as real estate investors. They do affect us. Interest rates have a correlation to something called capitalization rates. Yeah, and capitalization rates are used to determine valuation of multifamily properties. They are. Here's the real takeaway, though. Let me just read to you what the article says. It says, what to expect from the housing market now that the Fed has signaled rate hikes? Because we're all aware that happened, right? Okay. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell has said the central bank intends to raise interest rates this spring. Okay. So that's a little bit in the future. But the move... No, they're actually asking a question. They say, but will the move be enough to halt surging home prices? Oh, now that's actually kind of interesting. We come back for the break. I'm going to address this article. Stick around.
The other thing I think people hear landlord or property owner, and they think of Donald Trump and other multi-billionaires that own real estate, and that's not who the vast majority of owners across the nation are. The typical owner of a rental property owns just a couple properties, and they're people just like me and you.
You can own single-family houses and apartments too. We'll show you how. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Join our national network of rental owners.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So we were going to break, and I was mentioning to you an NBC News article. I tend to get a lot of news, believe it or not, real estate related from CNBC. So I just had to double check. I had to make sure that I'm giving credit to the right source. This is actually from NBC News without the C in front. And the article is talking about the change that will be coming regarding interest rates. Now, we all know that the Fed met at the early part of January in 2022. And because of all the inflation, the Fed has made a decision that they're going to adjust interest rates. They're not going to reduce them. They're going to increase them. So interest rates, you can expect them to go up in the spring. That's what they're suggesting. So that usually that's April. So what does that mean? Well, here's what it means to you if you own any real estate with any mortgage on it, and that mortgage rate is a fixed rate, nothing. It means nothing to you. Yeah, the fact that the interest rate is going to go up does not affect the fact that you locked in pricing for money at a certain rate previously. Those interest rate changes only affect the cost of money in the future. So, if you happen to be a real estate investor, like I happen to be a real estate investor, and you notice that the interest rates are going up, do you stop investing? And the answer is no, not at all. As a matter of fact, here's what I'm seeing in the market. And this isn't even addressed in this NBC article, okay? The cost of money will go up. It's going to cost you more money to buy the money that you bring into your deal. Now, some of you think, oh, well, if that's the case, maybe I need to move to all cash. And the answer to that is no, 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 no. Don't do that. And let me just tell you why. Let me just go right to the reason why you just shouldn't do that. It may seem attractive to you to go in and buy an asset and pay all cash for it because you're thinking to yourself, I'm not going to have a mortgage payment. I'm not going to have to worry about paying that mortgage banker. So there's no principal due on that note. There's no interest due on that note. And as a result of that, that's not money I'm paying out. So that becomes cash flow for me. Okay. There's a problem with that theory, though. And here's the problem. One of the things the IRS is going to have you do with that investment property is they're going to have you take depreciation on that property. Yeah, you can try not to do it, but believe it or not, the IRS will actually audit you if you don't take depreciation. It's really weird. I actually know a guy who got audited because he didn't take the amount of depreciation he was entitled to take. He thought it was optional, and the IRS said, I don't think so. But here's my thought. The depreciation that you take on that asset will offset the tax liability on that cash flow that you make. That is a real financial benefit to you, but it won't cover all of the cash flow. Now, there are some assets that you could buy where that statement I just made is not necessarily correct. But here's the other problem with that. You're going to have so much money in equity in that asset. Oh, and by the way, all that money sitting in equity in that asset, it doesn't do anything for you. It doesn't do anything for you. As a matter of fact, what I would rather see you do is instead of buying one property, I would rather see you buy four properties because there are a lot of benefits to putting that leverage on those properties. The first benefit that comes to mind, just off the top of my mind, is the fact that real estate tends to double in value every 20 years. So if you have one asset that goes from $100,000 to $200,000 in 20 years, you just doubled your money on one asset. But if you have four assets that go from $100,000 to $200,000 in 20 years, you just doubled your money on four assets. Because the lender doesn't participate in any equity gains you get on the property. All that increase in valuation that we saw that occurred during the pandemic, the lender doesn't get any of that. Yeah, when they came into the deal, they came into the deal at a certain price point. They said at that price point, we're in. And they charged money. They did charge money in the form of interest to include any origination costs maybe and prepaid interest. They made their money. And they're making their money by having that money injected into the deal because they're getting interest back on it. But that's where it stops. All the other gains, they're yours. They are 100% yours unless you do something crazy and give up a slice of your pie. Interest rates going up will cause you to spend a little bit more money on your asset. But to be honest with you, I'm looking at a bunch of information. Now, none of this came from any news feeds that I've received lately. I had to go out and find this information. But I'm finding information across the country that's indicating to me that rents have gone up across the board, like double digit. Some areas it's like really high, and some areas it's not terribly high. But what's happening in the markets is that the cost to rent is going up. As a matter of fact, a young man that I know, a friend of my son's, was over at our house yesterday because he's going to move from Austin down to San Antonio. We live outside of San Antonio, so we invited him to come by for dinner. And of course, because we know a little bit about housing, we thought maybe we could share some information with him. So he came over, we sat down, we had a nice little dinner, and he had been looking at several different apartment communities that we kind of pointed him out to because I know the Lifestyles Unlimited members that own assets in the area, and I know that he's going to get the best value for his money if he rents from a Lifestyles Unlimited member. So I sent him to all these different communities to go explore. Well, when he came back and he sat down with us, he said, this particular apartment community here, this one seems to be the best value for me. And I said, why do you think it's the best value? He said, well, because my price point, I'd like to be at $750. I can afford $900 a month, but I've got to keep some of that money for, you know, utility costs, things like power, phone, internet, yeah, whatever, right? So he says, I'd rather be down by this $750, but the properties that I looked at that I really like, they're like $825 and $850. And I said, okay, well, did you find anything that's closer to $750? And he said, I did. I did find one that was like $790. And I said, oh, which apartment was that? And he said, well, it's this apartment. And I said, oh, that's funny, because that's the same apartment complex that I recommended my daughter go live in. Because I knew that a Lifestyles Unlimited member was in the process of taking over that property. So I knew that she could get in at a certain price point because I knew that that member would be renovating that entire complex and was going to turn it from to, wow, this is nice. And as a result of that, I said, you need to go there and secure a unit in this apartment community, because I'll tell you what they're about ready to do is transform that community. It's going to be the community you want to live in. It's going to take them a little bit of time to do it, but it's not going to take a ton of time. And all of a sudden, you're going to be in a community where your rents are going to be at least $100 higher than what you could pay right now. So you know where he's at right now? He's filling out a leasing application with that apartment community because he understands value. Now, I know I was supposed to get into a discussion of the interest rates and the fact that rents are going up. I think I just kind of did. But when we come back from the break, I'm going to clean it all up. I promise you. Stick around.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy's going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. All right, you having fun? Because I'll tell you what, I'm having fun today because we're talking about financial stuff. We're talking about it in a way that most people don't talk about it. Have you noticed that? When you go to the water cooler, okay, Benjamin, I realize you're a long-haul trucker. You don't have a water cooler. And by the way, keep sending me those emails, Benjamin, because you actually are asking some great questions. Oh, that reminds me, I need to let you know how to contact me. If you want to ask me anything real estate related, send me an email at askal@luinc.com. Again, that email, askal@luinc.com. Everything that I receive, I personally review. I don't have an administrative assistant that does that kind of stuff for me because I don't think it's appropriate. I think it's appropriate for you to get the answers to your questions from somebody that said, hey, go ahead and reach out to me and I'll be responsive and I'll communicate back with you. And what I want to do now is I want to get back into this discussion of interest rates going up. I mean, is it the kiss of death for the real estate industry? And I'm going to tell you no. And here's why. The young man that I had sent over to that apartment community who could rent that unit, I think it was $790. Okay. My daughter rented the exact same unit. The exact same unit. Same floor plan. Okay. It's not the same physical living space. Work with me here. Okay. She rented it for $750 4 months ago. Yeah. So I know for a fact the Lifestyles Unlimited member that owns this apartment community has to go through an upgrade just about every unit in the apartment complex. And I also know that this particular community is, I think it's about 160 units, give or take. Okay. So when you look at a long-term plan to turn units, you can't just go in and go, I'm going to throw everybody out. You also can't go in and say, well, I've got like 70% occupancy, so I'm just going to keep 30% of the units offline while I fix them up and then I'll sell them. Now, some people do that. Now, this particular member is not doing that. And because they what they've realized is that there is still some economic value to having these particular units that haven't been, we'll just use the term, modernize. That's probably the best term to use. There is an economic value to lease out a unit that's in good shape. It's just not in great shape. Okay. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the unit. Everything works. Everything's clean. Everything's functional. It just doesn't have like brand new appliances or brand new flooring in it or brand new light fixtures. Okay, that's kind of where I'm going. So this young man had the opportunity to rent one of those units. It was still in good shape. It needed to be updated, but it wasn't ready to update that particular unit. So as part of the, we'll just call it Tetris, of putting together how you do a rehab of property, this young man has an opportunity to get into a unit for a better price point than really what the price point should command. And that's why I sent him there. But did you notice that 4 months ago, my daughter rented the same unit for $750. They're making that unit available to him for $790. That's a $40 increase. Yeah, that's a $40 increase. Now, they didn't do anything more to this particular unit than they did to the unit that my daughter moved into. And the reason I know this is because the young man took pictures of everything and he showed them to me. And I'm like, yeah, it looks exactly like Jessalyn's unit. Exactly. And here's the thing. Even though they didn't do anything in particular to that particular unit, it still went up price-wise $40. $40. In a four-month period, it went up $40. Now, you're probably thinking, oh, Al, you know, you called that Lifestyles member and you said, hey, my daughter is going to be renting from you. Can you give her a price break? And I will tell you, I did no such thing. I did no such thing. That is none of my business. That is my daughter, who is an adult, entering into a business relationship with somebody else who just happens to be a member of the organization that I'm a member of, that's between the two of them. None of my business. Oh, come on, Al. At least you're going to do this. You're going to help out this young man, aren't you? You're going to say, hey, you know, I mean, come on. You gave it to my daughter for a certain price point. Okay. He doesn't know how much my daughter pays in rent because I didn't tell him. Now, he knows my daughter, and he knows my daughter lives there. Now, could he contact her and say, well, how much are you paying in rent? Yes, he could. And she could respond and say, well, I'm paying $750. And he could use that knowledge at the leasing office today, and he could ask for a discount. He could ask. I mean, there's nothing wrong with negotiating. He could ask for a discount. I don't know if he will or he won't, but I do know this. If that property is on the market for $790, that Lifestyles Unlimited member knows that the value of that unit is $790, and that's why they're asking $790. And I would never intercede between two parties to try and broker a $40 reduction in rents because it's none of my business. It's none of my business. All I did was send that young man to a place where I thought he could get value. And let's not forget that. So let's get back to this discussion. So $40 price bump, which turns out to be about a $120 price bump annually. Yeah. Now think about it. That's what's going on with rents. Rents are pushing higher faster. It's happening all across this nation, really high in some places. If you take a look at the cost of, let's say, $100,000 note, let's just say $100,000 note, and it goes up, I don't know, 0.25%, because we don't know what the Fed's going to do with the interest rate. We have no idea. They could go a quarter point. They could go a half point. They could do something terribly egregious like happened in the past when Volcker bumped it up by a full point and just totally wrecked the economy going the other direction back. But that was in the last decade. I don't want to talk about that. We don't want that to happen now. I would tell you this. If you had 160 units, and you were able to increase the price across the board just by $40, just $40, you will have made a significant increase in the value of your property. Because values in multifamily apartment communities are determined by taking all of your income streams, subtracting all of your expenses, and that leaves you something called net operating income. Now, that net operating income is one of the two pieces of information you have to have in order to determine valuation. The other piece is something called a capitalization rate. Oh, by the way, capitalization rates are they're loosely connected to interest rates. I mean, there's no like hard bar connection. They're loosely connected, but they tend to do things similarly. Does that make sense? Okay. My point is this. If the value of the rents are going up faster, then the cost of interest is going up. You're still going to drive the net operating income of your multifamily asset up, even though the pricing is going to be materially affected a little bit because maybe the cap rate rose. And as a result, because the cap rate got a little bit bigger, the valuation has to be a little bit smaller. That's the way math works. Here's the other thing I want you to understand. That Lifestyles Unlimited member that bought that apartment community where my daughter lives and this young man may be living, they locked in their interest rate when they acquired that property 6 months ago. Yeah, so the change in interest rate is not going to affect them. The only time the change in interest rate would affect them is if they get to a place in the future and they look to do a cash out refinance, which is essentially a non-taxable event that allows you to pull a bunch of money out of the property, return it to all the investors so that the investors can take all that money and go buy more assets with it. It's really a cool thing. An increase in interest rates would affect the amount of money that you would have to repay when you do that cash out refinance. But it does not necessarily affect the fact that you can do that cash out refinance. See, the increase in interest rates are something that the news likes to shine a light on. But when you really sit down and you look at what these minor changes are doing to our actual business models, it's insignificant. Yeah, it's insignificant. And even if they raise rates the entire year, we will adjust accordingly because we're always one step ahead of those that don't understand what we do. And if you want to understand what we do, go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Get signed up for a free workshop. Hey, you might even have me teaching you.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.